Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy September. We're still living in this shit called a pandemic. And then, you know, racism just won't ever die. So, but you know what? I'm not going to claim that. Racism will die. Going to die. It's got to die soon, too. So listen, hopefully you signed up for freebies and you went and checked out the bonus clip that Tia graced us with talking about why you have to share your point of view and that you should always share a point of view. And so I love everything Tia said. I just felt like we needed to talk about the how you share your point of view. But first, Corporate Warrior Summit! So today, I want to give a huge shout out to Bozema St. John. Many of you know her from her social as Badass Boz. I admire her from afar. Don't know her. I did meet her one time in the airport in Atlanta, and she was cool. So yeah, always rooting for everybody Black. A little bit about Badass Boz. She is an American businesswoman and a marketing executive who is the current chief marketing officer at Netflix. Previously, she served as CMO at Endeavor and chief brand officer at Uber. Bozema was also a marketing executive at Apple Music, and she was at Apple because she had gone to Beats Music and Apple bought Beats. So she has been everywhere. She also worked at PepsiCo. She, I believe, worked on the beverages side. I worked on the snack side. So no, did not know her. And she was well long gone by the time I got to PepsiCo. But it is totally, completely awesome that this woman is just being her complete Black ass self, which I absolutely love, and thriving in corporate America. And I think it's important for us to put ourselves out there, be exactly who we are, relish in all of our Black girl magic. And Badass Boz is definitely a trailblazer and has given many of us in corporate permission to just be and live and show up how we show up and be who exactly we are, because that is where the real value is. So shout out to Badass Boz on her new role at Netflix. Get it? Can't wait to see all the badass content that is going to come out of her influence at that organization. Now, let's get into this. Definitely, I am about to probably get a little preachy, not what I mean to do, but definitely this is a coaching episode. So if you're listening to this while you're jogging or doing something else, you know, take some mental notes, but then come back and listen to it again and jot some shit down, because I am about to break down how you show up with your point of view in the workplace. So, first point. Now, this is a tactic, right? And how I want you to think about it is, you know, you want to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. But part of staying ready is actually preparing for some shit, right? So if you are in meetings and you know you have to go to meetings, and this is usually where you are to share your point of view. So it doesn't matter how big or small the meeting is either, whether it's a meeting with just you and your manager, or just you and another coworker, Or it's a meeting that's like big in scope. It's like a lot of people. It feels a little intimidating. No matter what, you are to share your point of view, right? This is what Tia told you. This is how you get ahead. Every leader in every organization always not only has a point of view, right? But they share the point of view. And so what you don't want to do is not be prepared with your point of view because you want to show up polished. So now, if you know you have a meeting coming up, what you need to do is contact the person who's leading that meeting and ask them for an agenda and any pre-read materials they may have so that you can prepare. This is why I also don't accept last minute meetings, like super short meetings that I feel like, oh, wait, I don't know what I'm supposed to be contributing or what's happening. So we're going to pump these brakes and I'm going to suggest another time so that I can prepare for the meeting for myself. Now, sometimes you get pulled into meetings and this happens. It's okay. You have to be agile, but when that happens to you, you should preface your attendance with, hey guys, I just got pulled in this meeting, so I'm gonna really be listening. And if I have anything to add, I definitely will. Say that shit up front. Again, it still feels like, oh, you're contributing, you're leading, you're there, you're present. It's all about building the perception of leadership. That is truly what this whole share your POV thing is about, right? So even when you don't have a point of view or you're in a situation where you didn't get to prepare, you still have a point of view. My point of view is I just got pulled into this motherfucker, so I'm going to listen and pay attention. And if I have something to add, I will definitely do that. That is my point of view. Thanks. Right? So listen, if you have a meeting and there's plenty of time and you can be prepared, you want to get every bit of information as you can. You also want to ask the person if there's a particular reason why they believe you should come to the meeting. Like, is there expectation of you and you showing up to this meeting? Is there something that they're wanting you to contribute? So you make sure you're prepared with that, right? Always drive for clarity. Always make sure you're clear on the why do you want me here? Because remember, this isn't just about you contributing with your presence and your knowledge and adding value. This is also your fucking time in these fucking meetings. And so when you push for this clarity, guess what? You get to say, no, you actually don't need me in this meeting. Here's the information you need. If after this meeting you need to follow up, let me know. But I have a conflict. And even if that conflict might be a nap, they don't need to know that. And that's why you get prepared too, to make sure that you're not wasting your time. Now, why does this work? Not only will you have something impactful to say when you get in the meeting, but you'll also feel more confident because you know you prepared, right? And because you feel more confident, you will leave the perception that you're a leader. Why? Because leaders are confident. See how that works? So listen, I know for my introverts, I know y'all really hate meetings. I'm an extrovert. I actually love the fuck out of meetings. Actually, if I could just spend all my time in meetings, but like telling other people what to do, and then they come bring me information, I tell them more what to do, and I solve problems, and I sit there and I solve problems all day. Like, that would be the perfect job for me, right? I don't have to go and be in the details of the PowerPoint and all this stuff. I just have to talk to people, get them off the ledge, love on them, help them solve problems, show them the way, teach them well and let them grow, or whatever Whitney Houston said, right? Like, that would be perfect. However, I'm not there. Yeah, I'm down here on lower levels and lower scales of pay. So that means that I have to pay attention in meetings and take notes, prepare my POV, hear other people's POV, distill that down, and figure out what I need to do next. That's where we are. And in fact, that's where most of you guys are, right? So what that means is we're still in perception building mode. And because we're still in perception building mode, we really have to get prepared for the meetings. Why? Because perception is king. All right, now listen, when we get back from the break, I'm going to break down the mindset you need to have around having a POV and sharing your POV. And this really is for my introverts, right? The people who don't want to be bothered. Why am I here? First of all, I need a little time to process everything that was said. I have a point of view, but I don't feel like running my mouth all the time like all you people sucking the air out of the room, you extroverts. I know, I get it. All my friends are introverts or on that spectrum. They're closer to introverted than extroverted. So I feel for y'all because the introverts are actually the most insightful ones. They actually have the best POV. And so when we come back from the break, I'm really going to hone in around speaking with intention when we get back. Hey guys, you hear me talk about build relationships, but how? Build credibility, but how? Well, I am launching a course, When It Work. The registration is open. Go to trillmba.com/courses and sign up for a registration call. There, we'll talk about what your goals are, what you're needing, and let's see if you're a good fit for this 6-week course. And yes, the course is 6 weeks, and then you will have support for the rest of the year after the course. So quickly, go on over trillmba.com/courses and sign up for your registration call. The class starts September 8th. Registration closes September 6th. So don't wait till the last minute, y'all, okay? I'm only accepting a small number of people. This is a 6-week intensive, and I'm telling you, if you are ready to be promoted and you just haven't figured out exactly how to do it, I got you. So head on over to trillmba.com/courses and sign up today. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, and we are back. All right, so I talked about tactically getting prepared for your meetings, but let's talk about your frame of mind before you go into the meeting, especially if you're an introvert, okay? So when you are getting prepared or you're thinking about how am I going to show up in this meeting and what value am I going to add, I want you to also think about being intentional. See, a lot of people sit in meetings and they just be talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, talking in circles and circles and talking. And then my poor introverts, they be sitting there like watching a tennis match. They watch one person over there and then this person start talking over here and then they move their head over here and then you look over here and you look over there and everybody's just talking, talking. Ain't saying shit. The introvert's still trying to figure out, okay, what's the point? Okay, no, you don't have a point. Oh, no, this was a pissing contest. Oh, okay. So there is really no point. We ain't drive for no solution. We're just back and forth. Okay. I'd rather be watching Serena right now. But okay. Yeah, y'all just talking. And then the dreaded thing happens, right? Well, Tiffany, what do you think? Tiffany's my favorite introvert that I know. Tiffany, what are your thoughts? You've been awfully quiet this meeting. Oh, Tiffany mad. She ain't gonna tell you. You won't know. Tiffany's mad. Because first of all, Tiffany been cussing all y'all out in her head this whole 35, 40 minutes into this hour-long bullshit ass meeting that we don't need to be at, because the solution is quite simple, but y'all just don't want to do it, or y'all don't want to tell somebody no, or for whatever bullshit, somebody holding it up, right? So now, you got a choice. What you gonna say? And this is where you have to get intentional, right? And this is also where you have to play chess. So this whole time, you've been reading the room. My introverts are good about that. Reading the room. Now, you know Bob over here need his ego stroked. And he already miffed about the other project y'all worked on. And you didn't go along with him. You know Susie over there can't stand Bob. But Susie don't mean much to you in your world. And in fact, sometimes she be derailing shit. Now, Derek over there, he cool. He just got a little problem with mansplaining. And then there's your boss who's sitting there evaluating you. Because, you know, it's time for us to evaluate everybody's potential. What you gonna do? Well, this is what you do. Well, I've heard everything everyone's saying, and I think it boils down to this one thing. And then you say that one thing that synthesizes everything you heard. And then you say, did I get that right? And people are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you say, well, I think one solution could be blah, blah, blah. That's how you handle that. Intentional. Make sure you understood everything you heard. And you've been listening. Even if you've been half-assed listening, you've been listening, right? So first thing you do when you're put on the spot, drive for clarity. Make sure you understood everything. Then the next thing you do is you offer a solution. Not the solution, but a possible solution could be, right? Now you've shared your POV. Now you've shown how thoughtful you are. Now everyone in the room feels heard no matter what the politics are, right? And make sure you remain positive in your solutions and in your focus. That's super important because that positivity will take you so much further. So let's say you are the decision maker on a project, you're leading a project, and you need to tell the team no. I always tell people, never say the word no. Say all the words around no, but never use the actual word no. Because all the other words don't feel as bad as the actual word no feels. Remember, it's all about perception. So let's say I need to tell somebody, no, they can't do that. What I'm actually going to say is something like this. Well, Kate, I understand totally why that should work and could work, but actually, we need to move in this direction. So the next steps are A, B, and C. So I basically just told Kate she couldn't do that, right? But I never said the word no. Pro tip. Never say the word no. All right. When we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about another tactic that you need to flex on these hoes while you're sharing your POV at work. When we get back. Hey, how big is your network? Are we connected? You listen to the show. You know I know a lot of people. So why haven't I seen you on the internet? Here are a couple things you can do to plug into the Trill MBA network. One, you can head on over to LinkedIn and follow us on our page at Trill MBA Show on all socials. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go on over there and connect with me, say hi, at me, talk to me. I want to hear from you. What are you going through? How can I help, right? You know, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. You can always go to trillmba.com, sign up for our freebies. We're always adding new guides and tips and tricks and tactics and videos to help you through this thing called corporate, workplace, life. Whew, it's a lot, I know. So connect with me, let me know how I can help you. Let's get these promotions, ladies. Listen, I want you to get more coins and I want you to help the next crop of women behind you, okay? So let's get it. And if you need anything, hit me up, okay? At Trill NBA Show, everywhere, everywhere on the internet. Now, let's get back to the show. And welcome back. We are back. We're going to wrap up here quickly, y'all. It's going to be not that long of an episode this week, thank God, because aren't you tired? I'm tired. We tired. Take a nap. Take a nap. Sundays are for naps. So now, listen. Here's the other thing you have to really work on when you're sharing your point of view in the workplace, or hell, anywhere, actually. You must be concise. So unlike my black ass on this podcast, you need to sink down what you're saying into bullet points of ideas that can be grasped quickly. Well, how do you do that? Well, I'm about to tell you. So a couple of things you don't do, right? Let's talk about what not to do first. Number one, don't be an out loud thinker. So don't have stream of consciousness. You trying to figure out your thoughts. So you just talking like, yeah, so you know what I was thinking was like when we had, you know, that thing and, you know, remember such and such came to the thing and then like they brought in that product and then those people were there. And so that was really good. So I think maybe, no, you know what will be better? If we did, don't do that shit. Pause, let all that shit happen in your head, inside. And if you need a moment, tell somebody like, hey, I do have a couple of thoughts, but give me a few minutes to kind of get them in order and I'll come back to you, right? Be aware if you're an out loud thinker, I am guilty. I too can be an out loud thinker, but I have learned to shut the fuck up. And so I would encourage you to shut the fuck up and think before thy speak. Okay? All right. That is what you don't do. Don't be an out loud thinker. Also, don't repeat what you just heard. And I don't care if you add a word or two or make it sound a little fancier than your dumb coworker. Don't do that. And if you a dude, that is the exact definition of mansplaining. Like if I say something in a meeting and then you turn around and you say the exact same fucking thing, as if nobody understood it until your black ass said it or your white ass said it. Don't be that person. And ladies, don't be that person, right? Like add on. And it's okay to say, I totally agree with XYZ. If that's if they said exactly what you wanted to say, just say that. I totally agree with XYZ. I support them. That's it. That's all you gotta say. You ain't gotta go into a whole diatribe rehashing exactly what the fuck they said because you agree. Just say you fucking agree and move on. Stop wasting your time and everybody else's time. Okay? So don't do that either. And understand when you do that, when you just merely repeat what someone said, even if it's like a remix version of it, right? So it could sound real good what you said, but it's still exactly what that woman said right before. You look like trash. Understand it. You fucking up your rep. In the organization, people are like, yeah, he always got to say something. And it's usually what Judy say. Don't be that person. You know that person. You in meetings with that person. Don't be that person. Okay? All right. Now, what you do want to do is take a beat and frame up your point in your mind before you start talking. And I know sometimes this is really, 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 really hard to do, because sometimes you'd be excited about something and your brain be all over the place and you're like, okay, wait a minute, so, okay, you know, so tell the person, set the expectation, hey, give me a second, great question, right? And I know sometimes people hate when people say, good question. Understand, people are saying that because they need time. They need to give their brain time to process the good question so that they can come up with a succinct answer. So let's give everybody a little grace on, you know, saying good question. I know sometimes even I get a little offended when people are like, oh, Felicia, that's a good question. Like, bitch, I only have good questions. Okay. So let's all give each other a little grace on that, because the intention really is to buy time for their brain to process. And sometimes you can help somebody out and say, hey, I'm about to ask you this question and you may need a little time to process, and that's okay. But here's the bomb ass question I'm about to ask you. And then they can go, yes, that is a good question. Okay. And they can pause, and it's not awkward because you set the expectation for them. You let them save face. Gee, wonder where you heard that from. Could it be Del Carnegie? I don't know, probably. Try to tell y'all. All right. So when you do that and you take the time to frame it up, you also want to use like bullet points. So I always like to say, well, I think there are three things that we need to think about, or I think there are two things or one thing. I think I always frame it up in a number, and then that helps my brain process as I talk, right? So I'll be like, well, first, blah, 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 blah. Second, blah, 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 blah. Let's say I forgot the third thing. And like third, actually just in summation, blah, 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 right? Sometimes you forget that third thing. Sometimes it'll come back to you and then you can just add on later on, right? You just have to get used to being flexible. But if you come in intentional, like I talked about in the last segment, and you think, okay, I'm going to frame up everything I say, it feels cornier than the perception it leaves. The perception it leaves is that you are thoughtful, you are smart, you are articulate. And I know, I'm sorry, brothers, the black dudes that listen to this show, especially, I know y'all get the, you're so articulate. I don't know why women don't get that as much as men with that microaggression, but men, I know y'all get that a lot. Like, they want you to sound like Pookie and Ray Ray and Thug Ass, whoever. And when you don't, then it's like this shock of, oh my God, you're so articulate. Bitch, I've been to college. What the fuck? Right. But then you can't say that, right? Like, that's, yeah. But in order for you to keep coming so articulate, let's frame up everything you say in the workplace. And when I tell you, it just starts to flow. You just keep practicing, right? Like, well, first of all, second and third, like first, second, third. And usually if you have more than three things to say, you're talking too much. Shut up. This is what I love about introverts. Like, I want you to pick your favorite introvert in the office, the one you can like watch and see how they operate. I want you to pick that person. I want you to watch them work, and you will be so amazed and inspired, right? And not the introverted person who's so introverted, they don't ever say shit and they kind of awkward. Not that person. You may like working with them one-on-one, but like in meetings, that's how they show up. No, I'm talking about that person who like is like cool, calm as a cucumber. Kind of like how I imagine Obama would be in a meeting if I worked with him. Like, I could totally see everybody talking. Yeah, da da da, and we this and da da da, and all these solutions and things, you know, because I feel like Obama's only in rooms where shit actually gets done, right? And then I could hear him like command, like, okay, guys, yeah, that sounds great. And so what I'd like to add is first, blah, 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 blah. And second, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like amazed. You're like, wow. how he was listening to all this and he synced it all together and then he came up with that. Boom. It's exciting. Like, I get excited when I work with those type of people that have this uncanny ability to like quickly listen to everything, synthesize it, and then come up with like three great bullet pointed solutions that like make sense and are logical and they connect all the dots. Like, watch those people. You work with them. They're rare, but they're not like on the endangered species list. Like, they're there.
I am the only unicorn there is. The last?
You just have to pay attention. And I'm telling you, it just feels like magic when they talk in meetings. Like, oh. And they only talk when they really have something to say. And that is a skill you should hone in on and learn. Have something to say and only talk when you share the thing you have to say that adds value, makes sense, is succinct, concise, connects all the dots, helps people understand, and drives for clarity. Okay? And those are the ways you add value with your point of view. And that's how you should deliver your point of view. And so you can ask yourself before you even start speaking up, jumping in, whatever, pause and say, does this add value? Does it drive for clarity? Does it connect any dots? Is this helpful to anyone? Does it help people understand what the next steps are? If what you have to say doesn't do any of that in any way, shut the fuck up. Listen, pay attention, learn. Okay? I hope this has been helpful. I hope that you will take this to heart and really focus on driving your value in the organization that you work in through sharing your point of view, but being very intentional about how and when you share your point of view. All right. Well, that's the end of the show, guys. I hope you all are safe and well. I pray that we all make it through this next week of life in the U.S. of A, the current shithole country in the world. We will rise from this like Phoenix from ashes. I know we're going to make it. I'm very hopeful, even though I'm like, Jesus, why? Okay. So now listen, if you need some help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. These sessions are $40 and they help defray the costly production of this high quality podcast that you love to listen to every week. Most every week. We're going to give ourselves grace. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. I'm a super connector. I love connecting people. You can also check us out in social media at TrillMBA Show on all your social channels. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're looking for a job and I can connect you, hit me up. I'm happy to do that, you guys. This is the time where we need to come together. We are all we got. So again, all the social channels, LinkedIn, on the internet, you can connect with me. I am happy to help. That is what I am here for. Okay? So again, if you have any questions, ask@trillmba.com. I may read your question on the show. So, you know, if you don't want me to, you better tell me that. And if you need coaching, trillmba.com/coaching, 30 minutes, $40. and just basically change your whole life, really, if you ask some of my clients. So, all right, y'all, listen. We all going through it. Just need to pray for each other, love on each other, have patience with each other, give each other grace, right? And pray for your leaders and pray for your cross-functionals and your peers, you know. Pray for your people, because the reason why they got all these funky attitudes is because they going through it too. And so, you know, they ain't got to have that funky attitude with you, and you ain't got to have that funky attitude with them. But shit, we human and we all going through some shit. So give each other grace. Hang in there, y'all. We gonna make it. We always do. And I will talk to y'all next week. So until then, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.